In this week's CEG Advisor's Edge episode, I want to focus in on inheritors and how you can get right in the line of money to really build your practice by serving inheritors well. I'm John Bowen, CEO of CEG Worldwide, and I want to share with you not only how you can do it, but very importantly, how you don't make the mistake that most financial advisors are and are not winning the inheritor market. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights. Real results.
Okay, there is plenty of money in motion, and it's all over the place. It's flying around. There's never been a better time to be a financial advisor. However, there's a lot of competition. There's all kinds of changes in regulations, and there's all this commoditization of investment going on. So we've got to deliver real value to get in the line of money. And how do we do that? Well, we got to recognize it's not easy capturing this. I mean, this is one of the biggest challenges. And really the reason why it's difficult, particularly among inheritors, is that inheritors are not very loyal clients. See, what our research shows over and over again, that the vast majority of inheritors, about 90%, let me give you that number again, 90% of inheritors switch advisors. Now, I know so many people are writing columns and telling us, you know, how if you do all these family governance meetings and, you know, this and that, you can have a higher percentage. I'm going to say that's heavy lifting. Go ahead and do that to serve your clients, but don't count on getting the assets. Your dad and mom's financial advisor, they want their own. So this is one of the biggest mistakes financial advisors are making, is that really 90%, well over the supermajority, switch advisors within a year of the death of the family members. Now, so what's the solution? Well, don't focus on clients who will walk out the door once they inherit wealth. Instead, and this is one of the things you're going to hear from CEG all the time, is we're focused on results. So where we want to go is in the line of money. So instead, position yourself to capture the inherited money in motion. So how do we do that? Well, the very first thing for you to consider is form the right strategic alliances. Now, who are they going to consult with as they're leaving their financial advisor to find their new primary financial advisor? Hopefully you. Well, let's go with the research. What we find when we survey affluent individuals, how did they find their primary financial advisor? 54.9% report that they found them from an accountant or an attorney. Might they be good strategic alliances? And when we ask top financial advisors, how did you get your five best clients? They share with us over 61% got it from an accountant or attorney. So this is where, number one, we want to form strategic alliances. Now, what are the economic glue that we can have that creates a strategic alliances? Three different things. Number one is joint business development. We're all interested in growing our business. So number one, help them. How do you do that? By doing workshops together. Two, and webinars, or if you're doing virtual. Two, you can do revenue share. Not so much with the attorneys. There's only 8 states that allow that. Check with your compliance officers. But also with the accounting side, roughly about half want to do it, and you can really do it in all states. So this is something to think about. The standard revenue share is 25% of the reoccurring fees. If you put together a strategic plan together, this can be really big. A third economic glue. Remember, economic glue is all about holding the relationship together for the long term. Another form of economic glue is curating ideas so that the accountant, the attorney, can be even more successful really serving their clients. And oftentimes by bringing the ideas of what's happening in the single family office, the super rich, the people with 500 million or more down, you can really have tremendous credibility. So number one, love the idea of forming the right strategic alliances. Great value there. Number two is implementing a world-class wealth management process. So I can tell you over and over, I'm going to tell you this, that investments are being commoditized. Not among us as professionals. We can see all the difference of active, passive, strategic, dynamic, tactical asset allocation, traditional, alternative, and I could go on and on, you know, domestic, global, you know, international, whatever category. But they don't see it that way. They can't tell us apart. So we have to help them. One of the ways we can help them is delivering a world-class wealth management experience. And what this is really doing a great discovery meeting, taking a look at where they are, where they want to go, what are the gaps, where their current providers are doing a good job, and then if they are, recommending they stay there. And if not, look to see if you're the right one to help them achieve all that's important to them. If you are, because remember, you should only take clients that you can make a huge impact with. But if you are the right one, you let them know the process. You're going to make sure that you're going to address all their major concerns. We find them grouped around five. Number one, our favorite, making smart decisions about their money. Number two, mitigating taxes. Three, taking care of the heirs. Fourth, protecting their assets from being unjustly taken in lawsuits and divorce. And number five is going ahead and really being helping them on the charity side. You have to be able to show that you have the ability to get them results. They want to know that you have the ability to get results for them in each of those five areas. And then you have to have a clear, compelling, world-class experience that gets that. Now, one of the other key things is investments have been commoditized in their mind, but also they don't believe you can have all the answers. So you have to be able to show them your professional network, the tax accountant, the estate planning attorney, the life insurance specialist, property casualty possibly, and whatever other specialists you need to serve your community. It's so critical. And number three, well, this is very important. See, what we see over and over again, they want to work with experts. 91% tell us they want to work with experts. In the U.S., we have over 460,000 financial advisors. How are you different? How are you distinct? These are the steps that if you execute, you can attract a steady stream of pre-qualified, pre-endorsed clients in the inheritor market. They're going to be glad you're there. Now, if you'd like to see how you can really execute on this and have us roll up our sleeves here at CEG, very much like that world-class experience, that very first meeting we call Discovery, what we do for financial advisors, what we call a best year ever consultation. We take a look at where you are, where you want to go, what are the gaps, and what would we do knowing what we know, both empirical with all our research and anecdotally with all, you know, the experience we've had coaching some of the top financial advisors around the world. What would be the three simplest things we would do to accelerate your success even more? What you would do in 5 years without our help, how can we help you 2 to 3? And we have a two-step process. We'll take a look at, you know, where you are, where you want to go, and we'll document it as well as document our recommendations. Now, this isn't right for everyone. It's only for advisors who have a strong foundation, netting already over $200,000 in net income. But if you have that foundation, we're going to show you how you can really accelerate your success. And if we're right for you at the end of this process, we'll also share with you the impact we could make as coaches. I'll tell you, we've never had an advisor tell us that the best year ever consultation wasn't extremely valuable. Your clients, your future clients, they're counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best of success.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.